I think we could probably do Studio Ghibli every single year and fill the house, but it's just a fun way to get into, into the season, in the middle of football season all around us. A quick, easy way for everyone to sort of enjoy the enjoy a night out at the symphony.
But the main stage opens on October the 11th at Hill Auditorium, the Pulitzer Prize winning Appalachian Spring, and then Amarin Almeida playing the brilliant Barber Violin Concerto, and then the intense and tragic Tchaikovsky Sixth Symphony. What a way to begin the main stage A2SO season.
We're really excited about this. I will say two things about, maybe three things about this particular program. The first is Maestro Lee conducted Tchaikovsky Six at Toledo this past spring, and it was just brilliant. And I said, I really hope we can do that in Ann Arbor. So that's what we're going to do. And so we're excited about that. The Copland and the Barber really nods to America 250. We're going to have a special, opener that's sort of a surprise. That'll be another nod to America 250. So we're excited to celebrate that, and we're really excited to have Amarin Almeida with us. Amarin, I don't know how much you know about her. I think when she is on stage with us, she will actually officially be 18 years old. She is a young phenom, well known throughout even the big orchestras in the country, and a lot of people are really high on her. We've been trying to get her for the last couple of years, and this schedule really works out a Sunday afternoon. And by the way, no football conflicts.
Smart move. Sunday, October 11th, Amarin Almeida with the beloved Samuel Barber Violin Concerto and two other all-time favorites, Copland and Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6. Okay, later in October, we go back to the movies, but what could be a bigger contrast with Studio Ghibli than Lord of the Rings? I'm there.
And Frodo, I know. I mean, and you'll notice a little movie theme in our Pops concerts this all season, but this is not film with orchestra. This is just the music of all three movies. And by the way, for those who don't know, there's a fourth Lord of the Rings movie being released next year, calendar 2027. The real diehard Lord of the Rings fans will be in the know about that. But this is spectacular music, conducted by a University of Michigan alum, Rob Boardman. Caitlin Lusk, our soprano, is also a University of Michigan alum, and the supporting choruses are the men's and women's glee clubs at the University of Michigan. So this is just, full-on representation of U of M, and we're really excited about this. It's a really special evening, and we encourage people to dress up in their favorite wear. I'm kind of hoping Stephen Colbert will make an appearance.
Hey, he got pretty close in Monroe the other
I
day, and so,
know.
he'll just shoot up 23 and
I
he's there.
know.
That's pretty cool.
He's a huge fan though, but and it's really stunning music. It's going to be a really special night.
Sarah Calderini is executive director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. The season opens with the Pops concert, Studio Ghibli, at Pease Auditorium in Ypsilanti on Friday, September 18th, and then the main stage opening at Hill Auditorium Sunday, October the 11th, with Tchaikovsky, Barber, and Copland. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much, Peter.
For WRCJ, this is Peter Wharf.